For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Marlene Hernandez is at a hurricane relief center in Hartford with her cousin Kaliel Diaz. They're shuffling through winter coats, looking for the right size for Diaz, who arrived from Puerto Rico with three other family members just days before. As the New England winter sets in, many families displaced by Maria have come here to get winter clothing. Hernandez says an even bigger concern is where the family will live, especially if more relatives arrive.
We're still trying to figure that out. We're just trying to get them a place to live for now so that they can get everyone else here.
A report from the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College estimates between 3,000 and 11,000 Puerto Ricans could move to Connecticut post-Maria. The vast majority, like Hernandez's family, who are staying with her in her one-bedroom apartment, came to live with other family members. John Basso of the Connecticut chapter of the Red Cross says that's not sustainable.
They're going into situations where the homes aren't necessarily able to support all the new family members living with them. And, you know, the honeymoon period is relatively coming to an end.
A stopgap solution, he says, could be FEMA's transitional sheltering assistance, where evacuees can be put up temporarily in hotel rooms. So far, FEMA says six families in Connecticut have been granted the assistance. But finding longer-term housing will be even harder, especially for lower-income families who face long waitlists for subsidized housing programs.
To begin with, we know that we have a affordable housing shortage in Connecticut already. So this is before anyone from Puerto Rico who needs housing arrives.
That's Aaron Box, who runs Open Communities Alliance, a civil rights nonprofit that works in housing policy.
One thing, the displacement of people in Puerto Rico who are now coming to Connecticut has revealed is this sort of underbelly of problems with the affordable housing market in Connecticut.
Boggs is concerned that the affordable housing that is available is concentrated in high poverty neighborhoods. And those areas, she says, don't have the resources to take in an additional low income population. Carlos Vasquez Rivera sits in the living room of his aunt, Flor Rivera, in Willimantic. She translates for him.
It's very frustrating because we are adults and we each want to have our own privacy, our own room, and we don't have it.
Vasquez Rivera's house in Puerto Rico was destroyed by the hurricane, so he now lives here with his brother and his mom. The three of them share a bedroom in the house Flor lives in with her husband and two grandchildren.
Well, we understand, you know, that this is all we have for now. Their mom has filled out the applications for apartments here, and even now they haven't gotten any answers. Yo voy a añadir el tiempo de espera. Mm-hmm. And they have been told in different housing, you know, local housing here, the waiting period could be anywhere from 6 months to 5 years. So we don't see any hope of getting housing anytime soon.
So now, they'll wait. Vasquez Rivera's mom is working to get her GED. He's in high school, and his older brother is applying for jobs. They're all learning English, so finding work has been tough. And his aunt, Flor Rivera, says taking in three adults has been hard on the household finances, but things could potentially get worse.
If my landlord turns around and says they've been here long enough, then you're going to have seven people misplaced. It's not just going to be them.
And with all the aid that's being sent to the struggling island, she's concerned that the Puerto Ricans trying to make it work in Connecticut will be overlooked. Ryan Karen King, WNPR News.